Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Mixed Mornings and More podcast with Steph and Sean.
Now available daily.
Good morning, world.
Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday. It's May 19th, the year's 2022. It's 5:32 right now. And some interesting news last night, Steph.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, Jason Kenney, our fearless leader of Alberta, he got 51.4% of the leadership vote. And I recall him saying beforehand that anything over 50, it was like 50 plus one, essentially, plus one vote, and he would stay on and he would continue leading the party. But he shocked a lot of people last night. And he said, no, I'm going to step down. This isn't great leadership and we need someone else.
Yeah. So he resigned. And I mean, a ton of different ministers have commented and said they were shocked. They were surprised. And Brian Jean said, like, great job, man. I'm going to definitely run.
Yeah, exactly. For some reason, if anyone went to Keanu Theater and they saw the musical Hot Boy Summer that came through here, I just had so many of their songs stuck in my head. Now, whenever like anything Jason Kenney pops up, it's just stuck in my head. So if I have to have it stuck in my head, so does everyone else.
Kenny!
Yeah, so like when it happened, I like sent a voice note to my girlfriend. I was just like, Kenny! She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I don't know. I was just singing that musical.
Clearly, she doesn't have it stuck in her head yet. But she did after that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Our HR department reached out earlier this week, and we're getting some sort of new insurance for one part of our benefits, so we have to fill out like those forms again.
Yeah.
And of course, there's like beneficiaries and all that jazzy stuff. And on these forms, I don't remember this question earlier about who's like receiving some of your money, and so I'm just giving some to my parents.
Thank you. Very kind. Thoughtful.
Yeah, and
great
usually it's like name and how are they related to you and how much are you giving them. But then on this one that we had to fill out, it was like, what's their birthday and birth year?
Yeah.
Do you know your parents' birth year?
Absolutely.
What? How do you know your parents' birth year?
I mean, because I grew up in the same house with them and celebrated their birthday every year. And every year they got 1 year older, corresponding with how long ago they were born. But also because they use it for a lot of their passwords.
Oh, jeepers. They're going to have to change it now.
Sorry,
you just
sorry,
blasted
Mom,
that
I'm
over.
I'm not going to say what their birth years are now.
People are going to be like looking into your parents and be like, how do I get that life savings?
No, Sean, don't give
I'm telling
any
you,
ideas.
You got to warn them now.
Oh, man.
You're like, look, you need to go with a new password because I just blasted it over the radio.
Yeah.
But so now this new insurance company, I had to like text my parents. Well, first I tried to like snoop around to see if I could like find it. So I was like looking on Facebook and I'm like, I know their birthdays.
Yeah.
That comes around every year. Of course that I've never asked about what like year they're born in. So then I tried to look on Facebook and I was like, nah, it doesn't say it there. So I was just like, hey dad, what year were you born? I have to like, if something happens to me, you're getting money for this, so don't be upset, okay?
Yeah, you had to like soften the blow. Like, yeah. I'm a terrible son for not knowing what year you were born, but if I die, good news.
Yeah.
You're my beneficiary.
That's right. So then they handed it over and it wasn't a big deal. But
I would just like to say to you though, last week we did wish your dad a happy birthday. Did you not say like happy 67th birthday, Dad?
No, he turned 29. Once, once it's over 30, happy 29th birthday.
Every single year of your life.
That's right. You always pump the tires.
I was at the pool last night and I saw this person in the flesh, in real life, that is usually a menace, I would say, online.
Oh.
Yeah.
A troll.
A troll. And they are just always showing up in different groups on Facebook, in the comments. They never have anything nice to say. And I just was like, you know, you're in the pool and you're in the deep end. There's some options here.
That's the most extreme words I've ever heard come out of your mouth. Okay. That is incredible. I want to, and it's terrible, but I want to applaud you for taking some steps here.
I didn't take any steps, though. You know what I did what I wish this person would do every time they see something they don't like online? I just strolled on by. I was like,
took the high road.
You don't make me happy, but I don't have to stoop to your level. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to swim away.
Good on you taking the high road, I guess.
The thoughts, though,
I can't even imagine running into a troll, especially because like 99% of the time, they don't even have a picture of themselves. So for you run into one of the trolls that actually does, it's fascinating.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Did they see you?
Yes.
Oh, and did they do anything?
They did not do anything. They just stared at me every time I walked past them. Like, I was just like, do you like my bathing suit? Or do you know who I am and you know that you're a menace in my comments every day?
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. Strolling on by, though. Just strolling. Yeah. Scrolling and strolling.
I've been going on these walks all throughout the month of May here. I'm trying to get 10,000 steps in every single day. And my walks vary at different times of the day, Steph.
Okay.
And so sometimes I'll do it right after work. Maybe it'll be super nice out and I'll be like, oh, it's supposed to rain tonight. Yeah, I'm going out right now and then I'll have my nap later, okay?
Wow, look at you being all proactive.
Thank you. And then sometimes I'll nap and then I'll go out and it'll be like 3 o'clock or so. And then sometimes, maybe it's a busy day at work, I'm definitely not going for a walk. My nap's a little later and I'll go out around 5.
Whoa.
Okay.
Really switching it up.
Yeah. So I'm getting all different hours of the day and I've noticed the walks around 5, I just don't like.
Why?
Because all the normies are all the normal people.
The normal people? Like, they're all off work or what?
Yeah, like, we're different. We're weird. Like, we have a different schedule where we're not on, like, an 8 to 4 or 9 to 5, whatever it may be. Like, we're off around, like, noon or 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And so there's just no one really out during those times. And then I like that. It's just peaceful. You're on your own. You can just, like, be on your own. But then also when there's a lot of people around, it's just you got to do that awkward, like, you pass someone, you're just like, hi. You do that stupid smile and your head nod and stuff.
Are you trying to say you don't like being Canadian anymore? Like, what the heck?
It's just awkward because then you're both just like, hey.
Like,
and you just do the awkward, there's like three things. There's you have like a different hello than you would normally like acknowledge someone if you're going in for a conversation. You have a weird smile that you've never done in your life. And everyone has a certain head nod that they do. There's three things. And it's just like, I would just rather be in peace.
Wow. Okay. So like one of the friendliest dudes ever is just like, don't talk to me. Don't even look my way.
I'm trying to get my Ted Kagan.
Especially don't smile at me and show your teeth.
Yeah. You definitely don't show your teeth. Knuckle sandwich coming your way.
Big news for Alberta after only 51.4% of the leadership vote. Jason Kenney announced last night that he is resigning.
Yeah, he's intending to. We'll put intending there because who knows with this guy.
You just don't trust him. Yeah. But I want to know, after you resign as a premier, like one of those big jobs in politics, what do you do? Like, he's not old enough to retire.
Yeah, that is a very interesting question. I wonder, trying to think of like other people, and it's like, I think some of them get hired as like consultants at like whoever like supported them the most kind of thing. There's like, oh, you can come work for us. You can be a consultant with us. And then I'm sure they do some important things, but I think I've seen that before.
Okay. Like, I wonder if maybe they could be like an accountant. Like, do they still want to be in the public eye or do they just want to be like in an office?
You're going
to
throw out accountant?
I don't know. I feel like they must be good with numbers. Like, that's what Jason Kenney always says. He balances the budget.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. He could become a door knocker for his party.
Whoa.
He could go and like support the next.
That is quite the demotion as well.
Is it? Or isn't that what you're supposed to do as a political leader? You're supposed to go around and be with your people.
Yeah, no, that is interesting. Because I think, I thought I remember hearing a comment. I was watching the hockey game, barely paying attention to this last night. But I thought I heard heard him say like he still wants to stick around and help in some way. But can you imagine being in the same room as like the same as like the new leader of the party and be like, oh, but I remember when I was like, no, Jason, shut it. OK,
what is that? Dorothy Ann from Miss Frizzle at my old school?
Yeah, one time in band camp. No, Jason, OK, you're not leader anymore.
Maybe he should just do cameos from now on.
Oh, that's another thing. Yeah,
just
there
get paid
go.
$80 a time. Or maybe he's like a high profile celeb. He could get paid $500 for a minute long video and be like, I'm Jason Kenney, and then just do all hot boy summer jokes.
Yeah. See, and you would probably get it from both sides. You get the conservatives renting it because they like him. And then you would probably get like the NDP left side renting it to troll their friends and be like, oh, I got you a happy birthday message. Oh. And it'll be funny because it's from Kenny.
Yeah. I just like to say, though, the conservatives don't like him.
Oh, yeah.
As evidenced by this bad vote. Someone came to my house yesterday, knocked on my door, and asked me to switch providers for one of my bills.
Yeah.
I ended up in a conversation with them for about 20 minutes.
20.
Yeah, even though my first sentence to them was like, nah, I'm pretty happy.
Because they always have, everyone has escalator stuff.
Escalators? What's that?
Like if you say no, then they have another point to make.
Right, right.
And then if they have probably like 3 or 5 of them.
She had about 15. I tried multiple times. I was like, ah, no, my husband takes care of that. We'll talk to your husband. Honestly, this is my excuse to get out of here. Okay, how about this? Like, no, no. And I couldn't get out of it. 20 minutes later, I finally was just like, all right, I'll talk to my husband.
Okay, so there, I feel like there's a lot of certain situations where sometimes you say no, but you're willing to negotiate if something like a better deal comes up. But then I think there's situations where you say no and you know from no matter what they say, it's going to be a no at the very end as well. What was this situation for
you? This is a definite no. I'm very happy with my provider.
Okay. And then so why did the conversation go on for 20 minutes?
Because they kept bringing up all this other stuff and I didn't want to be rude. So I was just like, oh, that's an interesting thing to think about. But no, my provider's great.
Yeah.
And this happens to me a lot. Like when I used to live with one of my roommates, whenever we'd go to the mall together, she would always say like, hey, look straight. Don't look to the right.
Yeah.
No. And like, I'm always the person that gets, you know, your finger grabbed and they take your nail polish off on you and try and like polish one of your nails.
Oh,
and then you're stuck
goodness.
There being like, can you fix all 10? And oh, I guess I'll have to buy this. But no, I'm never going to buy it.
I think this is a big society problem. So it's not just you. It's a big society problem. No is an answer. It's that simple.
You think I should just stop trying to beat around the bush?
You don't need an explanation. No one needs to. If it's no, you don't need to add on why you're saying no. No one needs to know it. No is just an answer. It's
and I
just
have to
like
no, thank you, and shut my door. Like that seems really rude.
You don't have to know. It's just like no. It's just like I know. No matter what you say, it's no. Like I'm happy. End of discussion.
Okay, and what do you say to the kiosk person with the nail polish?
I don't have time. I'm busy.
Don't have time. Okay. And when you're walking out of like the grocery store and someone wants to have you fund their fundraiser.
Yeah.
That's like not local. What do you say?
You just say, I can't at the moment.
My hands are full.
You can just say my finances are tied elsewhere.
Okay. All right, Sean. I feel like I need this pep talk every time I go out in public.
The thing is, see, you're coming up, you're trying to find excuses.
Yeah.
No is an answer.
Okay.
No is an answer.
It
can be accepted. I think people have to work on that. Like, it's okay to say no. It's perfectly fine to say no to things.
Okay. I'll try and remember that. It's very hard to say no.
Ah, see, once you, I'm good at it. Like, I've gotten comfortable with it.
Okay, ask me a question, Sean.
Do you want to give me a pedicure later today?
No!
Damn it! Steph, if I asked you what was the score in the hockey game last night, you would say...
An educated guess of 1-0. I guess uneducated. Complete guess. I have no idea.
You were busy last night, but it might have been like one of the games of the year.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it was an absolute circus. It was a barn burner from like 20 seconds in.
I don't know what a barn burner is.
Yeah, that's my bad. Barn burner, 9-6.
Okay, I could guess what a barn burner is, I guess.
Nine to six. 9-6. The Flames beat the Oilers 9-6. They scored 20 seconds in, and then they scored 50 seconds in. And like my girlfriend, diehard Oilers fan, she's like, my heart can't take this. And then she stayed watching, and then it was like 6 minutes later, the Flames scored again. And she's like, no, I can't. She's like, you have to keep on watching and let me know, because she had to walk away from the TV.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
She turned it off.
Yeah, she had to put on something happy. She just had to like turn on, I don't know what she went to, but she's just like, this hurts my heart way too much.
Wow.
And then little did she know, she left when it was 3-0, and she's like, I just need to take like a mental break. And I think she tuned in for a little bit of the second period, and then the Flames went up like 5-1, and she's like, I can't take this anymore. Little did she know that the Oilers would come all the way back. So I texted her. She's like, if they get within one goal, let me know. So then I did. And then it was just constant circus, back and forth, back and forth. And then the Flames ended up being the better team, and they ended up winning. And then there was a little rough stuff as well. Like, there was so much entertainment in this game. It was just like game two. It's Friday night. I think 8:30 is when it's going down. So I think it's must-watch TV now.
Okay, so I have to ask you this, Sean.
Yeah.
You always say you have to watch live sports live. Would this game, even though I now know the outcome of my non-educated guess of 1-0 is not the case, be something I should try and get some footage of and watch tonight?
No, I don't think you would enjoy it, because you're not really a hockey person to begin with.
All right, I was just trying to like give myself some evening plans here.
That's right. No, I think bypass and just watch game two. I think that will be, or just snippets of game two, and I think you'll be good. And okay, I was about to say this yesterday before the game, because all of the province of Alberta was just going crazy over this Battle of Alberta, first time in 31 years that it's like happened in the playoffs. I was about to say yesterday out loud, it's overhyped.
Whoa.
And thank goodness I didn't, because it lived up to it last night.
Bite your tongue and don't say that on
Friday.
That's
right. It was great. Okay? It lived up to everything.
Want more of today's show?
Download the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
Now available every weekday.